Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Whalen Productions presents We're Alive, Lockdown, Part 2 of 6.
Explanation. I'm cursed.
You and me both.
Well, has this happened before?
Not a total lockdown. Not while I've been here.
The start of a lockdown. I wonder what it could be. There's always something standing between me and being free. If it's not one thing, then it's just the other. I'm not losing me. I'm losing my brothers.
Doors are shutting. Gavin, where the fuck are you?
I'm stuck in seven. I'm real in.
¿Puedes parar de mirarme? En serio. Para.
What was that?
That freak won't stop looking at me.
Fredo. Yeah, you. You mind?
Como sea, puto.
So much for getting out today.
They just had to be late. This is just one giant tease after another. I'm never getting out of this place.
Shh, calm down. Just listen.
What the hell's going on? Riot degree?
There's a riot? Is it serious?
Yeah, it must be really bad. Why else would they go into a complete lockdown?
Even the guards are stuck from what it sounds like.
I swear someone is just trying to fuck me over. There's gotta be some damn conspiracy at this point.
Shh.
No, I'm serious. How else could this be happening? I've been here for-
Yeah, we get it. We get it. Shut up, Chuck.
You hear that? What is it?
Is that inside the jail? Riot poppers.
Maybe it's outside.
Maybe it's both.
I don't care about blockade.
What's going on, Central? Central!
Call them over the phone.
Hey, what's going on? Hello?
They don't give a shit. Might as well get comfortable. Wish I was in my cell. At least I'd have a bunk.
Seriously, stop!
Fredo! Give it a rest.
Yeah?
You heard me. Back off.
He only speaks Spanish.
Échate para allá ahora.
Quiet, all of you. Those riot grenades?
Does it matter?
What the hell's going on?
Hours we just sat there, not knowing what was happening. All we knew was something bad. We were just stuck, waiting. Waiting. All of us, even the guards, were trapped inside T-Block.
What do we do?
I don't know.
For the love of God, can I please use the bathroom? I'm gonna burst! This is ridiculous! Please!
At this rate, you might as well find a spot. We won't judge. Just a matter of time till we all gotta.
Not me, I'm hella thirsty.
Me too.
I'm not doing that with him watching. And trust me, I think I'll spare everyone. It ain't number one.
Oh.
Oh, you understand that? You think it's funny.
Whoa, Chuck, look.
What?
The lights. There.
Great. Alone in the dark with all of you.
Well, at least Freda won't see you go.
Okay, now, this shit is getting really freaky.
Doesn't this place have a backup generator?
And that would be it.
Why do we just lose power? Hello! You know we are still in here.
I can't take it anymore. Please, I need to go.
She goes in here, you're gonna clean it up. It ain't number one.
Gee, thank you.
You want results or not?
Can those two even open the door in lockdown? They're electric, right?
The cells aren't controlled like that. Still use keys. Some doors use both.
Well, what do you know?
You need to go?
Oh, thank God. Hurry.
Anyone else?
I could really use some water.
Okay, we can do that.
Can we at least go back to our cells?
No, we're still waiting for word back. You'll just have to stay in here.
What about anything to eat? How long can we go without? We've been in here almost the entire day.
Neither of us have had anything either. We're all in the same boat.
But you're not chained to the floor of this sinking ship.
Hurry up! I can't hold it! I'm going!
What about the lunches?
They were already on the bus.
Great. I just want some water.
Thank God!
Slow down! I have to escort you.
Hey! Don't do anything funny. This is not the time to try something.
I just want to shit!
It took maybe 10 minutes, and then Jody came back in with some water. I think she might have overheard something, because looking at her, I knew something was wrong.
Here. Don't spill or break your cups. You don't have any more.
Thanks.
Any word yet?
Not for you.
Figured.
Sit down. I'll lock you in.
Thank you.
If it's gonna be any longer, can you at least loosen mine up? Look at my hands.
I don't have any larger restraints. You'll just have to wait.
I'm a trustee. Can't you just take them off?
Not while she's in here.
Then take her out.
Look, you're not in any position to make demands. Just sit there until you're told what to do next.
They have no other place for me. Everything's closed up.
Something serious is going on out there.
Well, they can't leave us in here all night. Can they? Like this?
I really hope not.
What'd you see when you were out there?
It's quiet. Kinda creepy. I heard the guy guard in the office.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark was talking to someone over the radio. I think he might have said something to him that Central's gone.
What does he mean, gone?
You don't even know. We could be in here for more than overnight.
Hey, maybe whoever started the fight will come here. Maybe we can get out too.
You ever been in a riot?
Well, no, but...
People die. And their killers keep walking. And then there's some that will do things. Make you wish you were dead.
Oh. Man, I haven't even been in a fight before.
Never?
Is that them?
Nah, that could be anything.
Doesn't sound far.
Yeah, them boys stay this.
Just shut up!
What does that mean?
Fredo wants his little cronies to get him.
Is he right?
Probably not. Probably.
He's trying to scare you.
That's real close. That's inside the hall!
Back away from the door!
Sir, calm down.
Sir? That's just one person?
Quiet!
What the hell's wrong with him?
Do not make us go in there. Sit down.
It's the drunk in the padded cell.
We'll get you medical aid when we can. Just calm down for now. Can you do that?
We have a situation going on. Until it's resolved, you have to stay in there, okay?
They tell him something, but fuck us, right?
You're no kidding. I know he's not an inmate and all, but seriously.
Just lay down, okay? I'm putting a little pillow through the slot here. Try to get comfortable.
Giving them pillows too? I tell you, they're holding out on us.
All right, good. He's sitting down finally.
Mark, hey. I know you're right there. Think you can tell us what's going on now? Don't we deserve to know? Come on. Mark!
So, we sat there, waiting, not knowing a thing. It got late. The loud rumbles or sounds from outside got quieter, quieter. Then, like that, they were gone. Aside from Fredo's occasional snoring, you could hear a mouse fart.
Do they expect us to sleep in here? Like this?
Wouldn't doubt it.
I'm not gonna tell us anything. Fine. Then send me to the hole. I don't care. At least in solitary, they aren't cutting off blood to your hands. God, for fuck's sake! You can't just leave us in here like this!
Bogart, you all right?
Do you gotta shout? Doesn't make it any better.
I'm sorry, but they need to hear me.
I brought more water. Hold up your cups.
You know what'll happen to you when someone finds out? Look at my hands!
No one's gonna find out.
Is that a threat?
No, it's not. Danny, take off his cuffs.
If you can at this point, they're so damn swollen.
Do not try anything. I will tase you and put those things right back on. You hear me?
What do you mean no one's gonna find out?
You finally gonna tell us something?
The prisoners took over, right? I bet that's what it is.
We're just in here to take care of a few things.
Oh,
wow. Oh, that's,
Ya nos vamos?
Not yet. Todavía no.
Take one there.
Yeah, is one of those things you're taking care of food? Because I only had breakfast.
Yeah, it is. Just hold on.
Oh, good.
Here.
An apple?
Granola bar?
Really? Half a sandwich?
Want to trade? I got the other half. And this one already had a bite out of it. You're too kind.
You better believe she is. That was a lunch. And I suggest you slow down eating it. Make it last.
Ya no hay más?
Wait, what did you say? Slow down.
He wants to know if this is it.
And are we really staying in here?
For now. That's all the food we have to give you. And Deputy Tinnaker here will be moving your restraints to your ankles. Not the best, but that'll give you more space to lie down so you can get some rest. Inmate, since you're female, we cleared out one of the offices. We'll lock you in there for the night. After we get you settled, we'll start cycling bathroom breaks.
That's it? Nothing else to tell us? You just expect us to lie down and go along with this?
Yeah, no kidding.
Look, I'll admit we've got special circumstances right now. And that's all I can say.
This is some bullshit.
We hope everything will be sorted out by morning. You'll just have to make do. At least we found some extra sheets you can use. You're lucky we had these.
All right, you're free.
Thanks.
Wait. Put her cuffs on anyway, just while we move her.
Seriously? What am I gonna do?
Hey, you argue, you stay in here, okay? We're being nice.
Left or right leg?
Do I need to? If she's gone, trustee, right?
Everyone. No exceptions.
Right works.
Man, these sheets aren't even clean.
They were left here for laundry. What do you expect?
Fuck that. Get my lawyer on the phone.
Fine, forget it. Forget the ankle cuffs. Leave the rest as is. You try to be nice.
Nice my ass. This is inhumane.
I'm not touching those.
Can't you see this is fucked up?
Yeah, we got rights, man. You can't do this to us.
We have rights.
Come on. You know what? Wait, no. Shut up for a second.
No. You all shut up, okay? All of you. I gave you a chance.
Hey, I got something to say.
I don't want to hear it. I'm done.
Chuck's right. You can't do this. Not legally.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Enough is enough. Whether you like it or not, we're guaranteed a few things. One of them is food.
We fed you.
SAG gets more than this. And sleeping on shitty sheets, chained to the damn floor. None of this follows the rules. We get it. Something's gone bad, and you're doing what you can. But if you're going to expect us to put up with this, at least tell us why.
Mark?
This isn't some trick. We just want to know.
Need, not want. Need to know.
Well,
what's that?
Again?
Sure. Any excuse to walk away.
Ass on the bench. Don't you dare try to get up.
What about me? Stand out here in the hall, against the wall.
Let me out, please.
I told you, you have to stay.
It hurts. The bleeding, please.
Aw, man, he made it worse. Get the first aid kit. Hurry. Sir, back to the door. Put your hands through the slot. We need to cuff you.
Is it the drunk?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Just stand there, face away, and don't move.
I got the kit.
Sir, we need to cuff you.
He collapsed. We need to get
shit.
In there.
Gloves!
Oh, man. I got a bad feeling about this.
You think he's faking it, Jody?
Didn't look like it.
What's wrong with him? Can you see?
I don't know. I can't see.
Cuff him! Danielle, cuff him! Hurry! You fuck!
Mark!
That ain't normal.
Help him!
Me? Why?
They need you. Do something.
Why should I help? I'm supposed to stay.
Fine. Danny, deputy, throw her the keys. Now, I can help.
What?
Give her the keys.
Inmate, they're on my belt. Grab them.
I'm not going to go in there with that.
Oh, just go get them.
I got it. Here.
I'm coming.
I slid over as far as I could, see into the padded cell. The guard, Mark, was pinned against the wall, while Danny had her arms wrapped around the drunk's neck, and Jeremy came rushing in, kicked the back of his leg hard.
Mark!
Drag him out. Jody, close the door. Why the hell'd you go in there? Huh? The fuck was he on?
He was hurt. We were supposed to help. And he's just drunk earlier.
Someone must have snuck him some serious PCP.
Mark!
All right, you need me to...
Inmate, back up against the wall!
Please. Like I'd do something now? I could have shut the door and locked you in there with that nutball.
Why didn't you?
Sort of takes the trust out of trustee, don't it? Here's your keys back. You just stood there.
Risk my neck for them? The hell could I do anyway?
Mark.
I'm okay. Just about broke my arm.
I thought he did. I heard a snap.
That was drunkie's leg. You shouldn't have gone in there.
I have an obligation.
More to him than us?
He's not permanent like you. Different rules.
How can he still be up? You need to see this.
Look, I'm fine here. Total line, back away.
All right, but one of you needs to look in there.
I will tase you if you try anything.
You finally take that out?
I couldn't before. He was too... You know what? I don't need to explain myself to you.
Now you're gonna tell us what the hell's going on? No one should be standing after what I did to that leg, no matter what drugs he might be on. What the hell is wrong with him?
That sound, it's like what we heard before.
What?
You heard that?
Over the phone, in the other parts of the jail.
Danny!
You mind coming back over here this way a little?
So there are more like him around the jail? Is that why everything's locked down?
Maybe. We don't know. But something that sounded close to that got into the guard station.
Danny!
It's true!
Can they get in here? We need to do something.
If you need me to help, what do you need?
Me too.
Just unlock
no,
these.
No, I'm not letting you run free. Any of you. Those hall doors are thick and strong. We're fine. This doesn't change a thing.
Did you forget what just happened? What apparently is going on all over this place?
The rules have changed.
No, they have not. No matter what happens here, fire, riots, whatever, there's no emergency exits. You're to stay put. That's procedure. The power's still on, those cameras are recording, and don't forget, this is still a jail.
We're not asking to go anywhere. We just want to know what the hell is going on. Is that too much to ask? Obviously, there's something. I mean, look at that guy. He was locked around your neck. Would procedure say inmates should avoid conflict, stand back when you're trying to breathe? You owe me.
Maybe we wouldn't mind falling in line if we at least knew what you know.
Mark, at this point, what could it hurt?
I can try. But Danny and I, we don't know a lot.
You know more than us.
Do you mind translating for Fredo there?
My Spanish isn't that good. I wouldn't want to tell him the wrong thing.
I'll tell him after I know. Nos va a decir qué es lo que está pasando. Yo te digo después que me digan.
Ah, como si me importara una chingada.
Right after your buses arrived, we went into full lockdown. First it was Block 8, then just about half the jail. The switchboard and radio lit up. Everyone started talking all at once. I couldn't understand what the hell was going on. We just heard a lot of screaming. And then, well, not the normal kind. I don't know how, but we think inmates broke into Central because no one was able to open up any electronic doors after that. Deputy Tinnick and I have continued trying to call outside the jail for help, but all the lines are down.
We thought it might have just been something with electrical at first, but it's not.
There was a report of a small fire. We think that may have killed the phone lines. One by one, we lost contact with every other guard station. We did manage to get a hold of one near Central, but,
that's all we heard.
Where did he come from? The guy you put in the padded cell?
Drunk tank. There was quite a few that got picked up this morning. After a while, there wasn't much space left.
So they put him where they could?
All over the jail.
Brilliant.
There couldn't have been that many drunks or whatever to take over everything, right?
More important, how'd they get like that?
Drugs would have wore off by now. Couldn't have been those.
We don't think so either.
You saw him. He was sick. You probably thought he was faking it.
Look, we have people come in all the time, worse than that. How could anyone know?
There ain't enough people coming in from the tank to do that. 20 or 30 can't do this much damage. You have more guards. Unless they spread it around, infected others.
Oh, well, it was nice chatting with you two. If you wouldn't mind leaving and shutting the door on your way out.
What? You think the guards
are... He was all over the both of you. Might as well take Jeremy with the two, just to be safe.
Me?
He's right. If you're sick like that drunk, I don't want it.
I just kicked him. You want my shoe? Take it.
No, you wear that out.
Maybe we should at least change, clean off.
We could rinse off in the janitor's closet, and there are a few spare uniforms in the locker.
What if it's already got in you?
Quit your witch hunt. You don't know anything. We'll just be as careful as we can, and we'll report any symptoms.
Whatever. As long as you're staying out there, away from us.
Fine. I'll give you an update in the morning if I can. Why don't you get some rest? Here's a light key. Turn it off when you want.
We're going to sleep now. No one thinks we should get the hell out of here. What if he's right? This place might be contagious.
Look, even if we tried, the doors around us are all electronically sealed. They have first responders for this sort of thing. Protocol says we stay put.
So is someone coming to contain it?
Most likely. That may have been what we heard going on outside if anyone infected made it out. There's not a lot we can do right now on our own. At this point, it'd be better to settle in and get comfortable.
Okay, can we go clean off now? I mean, you got me creeped out as all hell.
Look, the sheets aren't great, but do the best you can. Like I said, we don't have anything else to give you.
I still follow you, right?
Just give us a few minutes first.
Some of us still have these on our wrists.
Whoa, after you get cleaned up, I will gladly wait.
Come on.
Entonces, ¿qué pasó?
I thought you said you didn't care. So, el hombre que trajeron aquí está infectado con algo. Y a lo mejor hay otros.
We slept where we could for the night. I think the guards were in the other offices while the rest of us spread out in the holding cell. I barely rested my eyes for a few hours. It was hard for everyone. Well, mostly everyone.
Up out there?
I heard one of the guards moving around.
Well, you want to get the light? You're the only one who can reach it.
Yeah, if I can find it. It's so dark. How about the others sleeping?
Who cares?
Apágalo.
Oh, come on.
Still got power.
Wish we didn't.
No. No, you don't.
Oh, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Someone's out there.
You think they're okay?
If they're not, that's really bad for us.
No, apaga la luz. Off. Off.
Wrap the sheet around your head. Bande los chitos.
Oh, if you knew what time I fell asleep.
I don't think I ever did.
Hello? Hey, any updates? Is everyone okay?
We're fine. I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Looks like the dike is back.
Hey, Mark! Mark!
Damn it.
You think after last night he would cut us some slack?
Him?
Huh. We should just get comfortable.
Don't know why you even bother turning on the lights.
Fine.
What if, you know, no one comes?
They'll come. Someone will come. We're not that lucky.
As long as we don't starve before then.
Relax. No use burning calories.
At least Fredo's not.
Way to go. Jinxed it.
It was hard to sleep, but somehow I did, off and on for most of the morning. But you can only do that for so long. Hours went by, everyone woke up, and still, nothing. At least we found ways to keep occupied. That's something we've spent a lot of time getting good at.
New round?
It's just gonna be another cat's game. Only two moves in tic-tac-toe.
Jody doesn't know what she's missing out on. This is so much fun.
Probably pretty boring in that office by herself. You find any more rocks for checkers?
Dug a few dark-colored pebbles out of Fredo's shoes. Don't think that's enough. Here you go, big guy. Thanks. Want to tear the sheets? Rocks versus cloth?
Tanta hambre.
Me too. I don't know if I can last on part of a lunch bag.
There's nothing left.
Everyone's hungry. Saying it over and over doesn't make it any better for anyone.
Hey. Is everything okay? Don't mean to sound like a broken record, but...
Hold on, hold on. The inmates are asking for us again.
I'm just saying, it's something to try.
Who is that? Is help coming?
What should we do with the drunk? Hey, I gotta take care of something. Go ahead and turn off your radio. I'll call you back in 3 hours. Save your battery.
Listen, I know you're trying to...
Back away from the door.
Here's some more water.
You know this isn't gonna cut it. We're gonna need something else.
This is all we have for now.
What about the response team? Is there an update?
Haven't heard anything. We'll just have to wait a little longer.
How many times can you say a little longer before it's too late?
He's right. We gotta figure out something soon.
We, inmate? Don't push my buttons today, okay? I'm handling it.
This is handling it?
Here, some more water.
I just gave them some.
Is there anything we can do to help?
We're just gonna get more tired. Won't have energy to do anything if we wait.
And you think I don't already know that?
You got radios. You can't get a hold of anyone else for help?
These only function inside. The outer walls block signals getting out. Be patient.
You were just talking with someone. I heard you.
Oh, you listening in on my conversations?
And that's just Gavin, another deputy. He's trapped over in cell block 7, the one under construction. He doesn't have anything to eat either.
Well, he said something about the drunk. What was he telling you to try?
Would you quit pushing me?
Is it about the emergency supplies again?
Danny!
What? You holding out on us?
It's more complicated than that.
Where? That's food, right?
Yeah, they're like earthquake kits.
Stop, okay? Just stop. It's not that simple. They're behind four doors. Three that we can't open with keys through the gauntlet of the hallways. Even if we got one door open, we'd never be able to get through the other doors in time.
Then why did dude even bring it up?
What did he want you to try?
Gavin came up with an idea to get the kits, but it's going to be a pain in the ass, and Danny and I might not be strong enough to pull it off.
Whatever it is will help. I'd try anything. Hell, even Fredo would.
No digas mi nombre.
It's not that simple. I can't just let you run free.
Make them trustees. You can do that, right? Whatever it is, inmates can legally do the work, only two at a time. We need to eat.
Just tell them the idea.
Hey, could you stop pushing me, too?
I gave up my entire lunch. I'm hungry, too, damn it. Just tell them the goddamn idea.
Okay, look. Gavin found the blueprints for this half of the jail and the contractor's supplies. He says if we are able to break through one of the walls of this block, it will give us a shortcut into the room next to the emergency supplies.
Well, that sounds easy.
Well, now hold on. For one, we don't have any tools. And the walls are thick and strong.
I'm sure we can find something around here. I'm pretty good at improvising.
I'll dig with a stapler. I don't care.
I might as well get Jody. We may need everyone.
Wait, don't get ahead. Whatever. As I was saying...
It's like these walls, right? Reinforced blocks.
If we take shifts, save our strength. We have enough people.
I'd rather die trying than starve sitting.
And if we start at the grout, then work the blocks out, bend some rebar, it could be done. What are we waiting for?
Are you done? Are you going to let me finish here? Digging wasn't the worst of it. The section we got to go into is through the backside of that padded cell.
Where Drunkie's at?
There's no other angle we can try from the offices?
Gavin says there's a lot more to go through from there. Ductwork, electrical, pipes, he checked.
Then we got to move the drunk.
Not anywhere near here. Get us all sick.
Danny and I touched him and we're still fine. The infection or whatever... must have come from his injury.
So, maybe only blood, saliva and stuff. Vampire rules.
Looked more like a zombie to me.
That guy was definitely alive. He was just, well, sick.
Well, whatever it is, it would have had to spread quickly to overtake everything. So you might be okay, I guess.
There was a fight in the drunk tank, and a couple people got bloodied up. So if just one of them was sick...
then it might only be in the jail.
That's what I'm thinking.
Some sick junkie winds up here, starts to fight, bam. I miss my court date.
So there's supplies on the other side of the padded cell where...
I know. I heard you from in there. Y'all are loud.
Have y'all even checked on the drunk? He might be better by now.
Or worse.
He was sleeping the last time I checked.
Yeah, what if it's only temporary?
A broken leg won't be.
He's still passed out.
Is he...
Nope. He's awake.
Still out of his mind.
Whatever he got must fry your brain. Permanently.
Where do you plan on putting him?
Putting him? 6 feet under.
So if someone gets here and he's dead, and they could have treated him...
after they stumble over our starved corpses? What's worse? I vote we do it.
We do have to try something.
This isn't a democracy. I'm sharing what's going on because you asked, and I might need your help. But I'm still the one to decide. And I say, if there's some chance to help him, we need to keep that option open, regardless of his current condition.
You're gonna keep him alive? Dumb. Enough people died here already. What's one more?
Since we already cleared out one of the offices, we can tase him and cuff him to the water main. All I need help with is moving him.
Whatever. If this in any way helps us eat, I will.
Yeah, likewise.
I can too. And me.
Okay. I can only have two of you out. If we're going by trusty rules...
You usually have more than two deputies help, right?
This is the way we're doing it. Inmate, you, and you come here.
Figured it'd be me.
I don't know if I'm your best choice.
Fine. You.
Well, I'm honored.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Danielle, I need you to stand by and watch them. While off chains, maintain 5 paces away from us at all times. Do you both understand me?
Just give me room.
You know, we may just want to have one more. Not saying I'm not strong and all, but... I mean, can't we unleash the beast?
Fredo? Leave him in chains.
He could probably move that guy by himself.
Does he know what's going on?
Does he even care?
You sure you don't want him?
Okay. Check with Fredo.
Fredo. Vamos a conseguir comida, pero... Tenemos que mover un loco. ¿Me quieres ayudar?
¿Por fin vamos por comida?
Yes.
Entonces ayudo.
He says he'll help, if it's for food.
Okay, then everyone else in chains, you too.
Whatever.
Solamente moviendo el tipo del cuarto.
Sí.
Tell him not to try any funny business, and keep his distance from us.
Mantente lejos del dike. Te tiene miedo.
Hey, I caught that word. You get over here. Danny, handle the keys. You open it, I'll tase him. Here, unlock the office, clear a path.
Got it. Here, put these gloves on.
All right, I'll get his arms, you get his feet.
What about Fredo?
He's a failsafe. Stand here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't care how you do it, just carry him.
He knows we're coming.
Okay, get ready. Danny, when I say, you swing the door wide open.
We get weapons or anything?
No, you're just gonna carry the guy.
Yeah, but what if he...
Yo, look, I'd rather be caught dead than give you a weapon.
It may come to that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1!
Un demonio.
What?
He's stunned now. Get him face down, cuff him, and move him. Danny, put these on.
All right, I got his hand.
Leg's broken. Still came at us like that.
Are you ready? Grab him and lift him.
I got his...
Hey! Shit, he's getting up!
No way!
Chase him again!
Get back!
Jeez, oh, shit!
That didn't work!
Breaking the chains!
Drag him! Drag him there! Grab his leg!
Fuck that, you do it!
Grab his pants then! Help me, someone!
Oh, fine!
I saw them through the doorway, dragging the drunk by his pants down the hall. And suddenly he spun, kicked Jeremy and Chuck off, and snapped the metal chains that were around his hands. Fredo froze for a moment as it lunged toward him. Jeremy shoved the drunk away.
Fredo! Oh!
Stay away from him! I'm reloading! Shit, back up! I can't get a clear shot!
No.
Why? It doesn't work! Why don't you try something else? Jesus, no, back up! Fredo! Translate!
He dove towards Fredo again, but this time he was prepared. He turned, brushing him off, grabbed the back of the drunk's head and drove it deep into the concrete wall.
That worked.
Ah, Jesus! No, back up! Do you understand? To back up!
Is he...
Yep. He dead.
Ah, Jesus! I said we couldn't hurt him. Did you tell him, Jody?
Well, what was he supposed to do? Your damn taser did fuck all.
Se suponía que no tenías que matar al hombre.
Esa cosa ya no es un hombre.
What'd he say?
He said that wasn't a man. Not anymore.
Just look at his eyes.
We tried it your way. Didn't work. It was self-defense.
Shut up, Chuck.
Right here. Grab a sheet. Might as well wrap him up and put him in the other office.
A lot of blood here. Want to guess who's cleaning it up?
Danny, follow them. Fredo, go back into the holding cell. Go on.
Hey.
Me?
Gracias.
Yeah, no prob.
Go. What was that?
All good. Just his neck.
Oh, good Lord. Hurry up.
Can we clean up now?
Wash this all off? Maybe in the padded cell, too, if we're gonna work in there.
What did I tell you? Oh, goody. He's shat in there.
Danny, show them where the hose is. I'll see if I can dig up something for tools to get started on this wall.
It's over here.
2 inmates out of handcuffs at a time from now on. No more.
Anything the rest of us can do?
Just wait your turn.
I'm not that strong. Probably won't help much with the wall. But if you want, I could try with the computer. Maybe find a way...
I bet you'd like that now, wouldn't you? I read your profile. You got 5 more years before you get behind the keyboard again.
No shit.
Now don't push it.
I'm just offering to help.
But you can start by staying quiet. Do what you want. But unless you're digging, you're not leaving this holding cell.
At least he left the door open.
Good. It's starting to get pretty warm again.
I can't believe this. One freaking day.
At least we might get to eat soon.
But then what? You heard them. We're stuck in here.
But someone is coming, right?
You better hope so. I've seen how these lockup systems work. Unless someone comes to get us, we're screwed.
Well, that's heartwarming. Checkers or tic-tac-toe?
I'm not really interested in playing with your rocks.
All right, that's fine. No worries.
Well, I'm in. Anything to distract me from this pain in my chest.
You're not...
No. It's just GERD.
Good.
Just those 2 games, huh?
That's all we can make.
Look, I got some playing cards in my desk. I confiscated them a while back. It's not much, but maybe it'll help you pass the time.
Seriously?
Now you're talking.
That I'd be into.
Thank you.
Getting a deck of cards, we can play spades or even poker. Don't you rain on my parade, the Today Show with Al Roker? Itching for a cig and I ain't even a smoker. Locked up in this asylum and I ain't even a joker.
I guess you're welcome. All right, everyone else, let's get to work.
Chuck and Jeremy went first in the seg cell, peeling back the padding off the wall and then continued to chip away at the concrete blocks. They made all sorts of tools from broom handles and office furniture. Chuck was pretty handy too, bending and binding together a couple of chair legs and stapler to make a hammer. It worked pretty good. Jody even figured out how to use the handcuffs to scrape out the grout. We rotated around a few times, drawing names out of a hat while the guards kept trying the radios, phone lines. Not a peep from anyone outside. Rotation after rotation, it was exhausting, inching our way through. In the end, we could last maybe only 10 minutes at a time.
You ready to take a break?
Are you kidding? I've been ready.
Can we swap?
Go ahead. Who's next? You pull the names.
Fredo. Jody.
No. I don't want her in there with him alone. He can work by himself. Come on, back in the cell.
Ah, two aces.
Full house.
Ah, you shit.
Well, so now you owe me two of whatever you get to eat. Whenever we get them.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I'm gonna be the only person to starve when we get to the food.
Fredo, you're up.
By himself?
Well, you were drawn, but Mark doesn't want you in there alone with him.
¿Qué?
Es tu turno para excavar.
Ah, solo yo. Al diablo estoy cansado.
He doesn't want to do it. He says he's too tired.
It's not much further. I think we're close.
Fredo, on your feet. This is not a request.
¿Qué?
Do it, come on. No working, no foodie. You think I won't?
Maldita perra.
Go ahead, Danny. You could take a break, too. I'll watch Fredo. He tries anything? Zap.
Oh, wow. It's already 7?
Is it that late already?
I never know what time of day it is in here.
Me too. I'm just tired all the time.
Your deal, Jody.
Mind if I join?
Come to play with the lowlifes, huh?
Why not?
Well, Auntie's one of these cloths. It's good for one piece out of the earthquake food when we get it. Winner's choice. Just put your initial on one of these. Look out for Chuck. He cheats.
Prove it. Till then, shut your mouth.
Do it. Come on. No work, no food.
Good God, Fredo.
Someone set him off.
Mark tends to bring out the best in people.
One hand in, you're already one of us.
You just need to get used to him. Mark's been here a long time. He's firm, but fair.
Well, he did give us these cards.
Jeez. Can someone put Fredo's name in the hat a few more times? You know, for science.
No word from the outside yet, Danny? Do you mind if I call you that?
No. No, I don't mind. Just maybe not around Mark.
Oh, sure. Gonna knock. Anyone else? Okay, how many?
I'll take 2.
3.
2.
4.
So, say we get the supplies, the food kits or whatever. What next after that?
Oh, Mark's insistent we wait. Stay here.
Still? That guy.
He's afraid to do much else right now. He's sort of responsible for everyone and everything that goes on here. Sad thing is, he still thinks he's doing his job.
And what do you think?
It's been a while since we've heard from anyone else. Maybe things are really bad out there.
I don't know. I kind of have a hard time thinking whatever that is could take over everything. We have the government, armies, disease control. They got plans for stuff like this.
The government's incompetent. We're screwed.
Honestly, I kind of wish it was the end of everything out there, you know? I mean, we'd all be free.
Hey, in front of her?
What? It's the truth.
Oh, come on. It's not like I don't know you're thinking that already. Hey, in newsflash, Mark does too.
Well, thank you for telling us that at least.
What?
You're just treating us like human beings. I appreciate that.
It's hard enough to deal with all this. Can't imagine being tied down, too.
The law once spoke to right our wrong. Together and alike, a list of deeds a mile long. The debts we pay with our time and our blood. And yet we're still seen as guilty and dirty as mud. The day our sentence is served, we will walk through the doors. We are finally free men. We are convicts no more.
Now here, that's here. What I'm sounds talking nice. About.
Well, I like the sound of that, man.
Say you're right. There's nothing. You'd never be able to convince Mark to let us go.
Well, if we just knew for a fact that no one was coming, he'd have to change his mind.
Look, I'm trying, but he doesn't listen to anyone else. I mean, maybe Gavin, but only because he's been here longer than anybody.
You know, I offered to look at the computers. How long are we going to have power from these generators? It's the same as the food. We can't keep waiting. Once they're off for good.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in for two.
Same. But what could it hurt? You can watch me the whole time.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind if you tried, but Mark's stubborn. And he'd think you're running code in the background or something. And the generators, he says they're supposed to last up to a month.
In case of disaster, do not let out your convicts. I can't blame them. Can you imagine what they would do if all the inmates got out during some sort of emergency? They'd end up running the place.
You're really not helping our cause here.
I didn't mean us. I meant bad, bad guys, or whatever.
But Danny, what if there's something on the computer that could help, and we don't look?
I can ask. Maybe when your name is pulled next.
Anyway, we could lose the chains, too. You put in a good word for that?
One thing at a time.
Jeez! Fredo's a beast!
That didn't come from Fredo.
Then what is it?
I can't tell.
The door! At the end of the hall!
Is it rescuers?
Just when I have a flush.
Is it really them?
Fredo, shit! No, help! Where's... Damn it! Get everyone!
Seriously?
Yeah, go!
We need your help, fast. Here, hurry!
Everyone?
Yes, do it!
Catch!
I must say, you were quick.
Who's at the door? Shit! It's not who you want!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Join us again next week for the continuation of We're Alive, Lockdown. Starring Michael Clark as Bogart, Kim Estes as Chuck, Colby Clayton Lemaster as Simeon, Leslie Uve as Jody, James Quattrochi as Mark, Edward Zajac as Gavin, Rogelio Ramos as Fredo, Britt Rose as Danielle, Scott Marvin as Bert, Brett Newton as Puck, Constance Parm as CJ, and Steven Weber as Jeremy. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Casting director David Seddon. Sound design Grayson Stone. Music composed by Daniel Burkhoff Hopkins. Associate producers Christian Champagne and John Bennett. Additional sound editing, K.C. Wayland. Zinterns, Lauren Kroon, Chris Arnold, Anthony Nuno Jr. Graphic artist, Stanley von Medvey. Voice cut editors, Michelle and Robert Montiel. Kickstarter graphics, Ben Hozak, Taryn Henderson, Will Pitney. Jail research, Ray Husky. Additional voices by Rio Magdaleno, Charlie Magdaleno, Chris Arnold, Greg Miller, Adam Young, K.C. Wayland, Grayson Stone, Daniel Burkhoff Hopkins, Wendy Lucas, Phil Nieto, Marcos Classic, Catherine Eaton, Ryan Smith, and Joshua Kieser. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.